Casey boots, along with Minnetonka moccasins and Stetson hats. West of Old England is located in the Bruner Plaza, 646 Southeast Monterey Road, halfway between US 1 and Canner Highway. West of Old England.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
Somewhat on how to study the Bible so that you can get a deeper understanding. You know, it's good to read. And you know, the Spirit of God will speak to you. But if you're gonna be effective in nations or with speaking before people, you gotta know more than John 3:16. And you even gotta be able to break John 3:16 down and expound on it. But if you've just read it, all you know is God so loved the world. And that's good. You need to know that. But what's underlying it? What's underneath? You see, when you study, and it's not scary, don't be afraid of it. When you study Hebrew or Greek, and that's another thing that we want to do to open it up. When you study that, you'll find that verses of Scripture come alive. You mean God said all that? Yes, he did. That's what he originally said. We captured it in the English, which is sufficient, but it's, see, God hides stuff. Not from us, but for us. That's why he says, ask and you'll receive. Seek. Seek and you'll find. Knock and it'll be opened. See, there's some stuff folk won't find out unless they really look for it. Because what it is that you find out, God can't entrust it to everybody. He won't entrust it to the casual reader. He loves them. He loves them just like he loves everybody else. And he'll take care of you. He loves you. You're his child. But his eyes go to and fro to that heart that's hungry. I pray, Lord, you'll put a hunger in our heart, a thirst in our heart, first and foremost for your word. We have a hunger for the truth. Amen. You'll see that in this portion of Scripture. But the first thing the Lord says is acquaint yourself with me. When you worship God, are you so aware of everybody else around you and how you look or how you sound? Or can you get lost in your worship where it's just you and Jesus, an audience of one? See, it takes sometimes opposition or trouble. And don't be, I'm not twisting this. It takes something like that to push you into that place. See, sometimes you have stuff you need to be delivered of, you don't even know. But if you understand the ways of God and the fact that God never gives up on you, God's not going to just kick you to the curb. All this trouble because God has forsaken. Why have you forsaken? God has not forsaken you. As a matter of fact, if you really understand his ways, when the more trouble that you have, I'm not talking about trouble you bring on yourself. He either hit somebody on the job in the eye. Rescue me, Lord. He'll rescue you after you serve your time. Or he gives you jail ministry. I'm not talking about that. You know, we make mistakes in that. Yeah, but I'm not talking about, you know, stuff we bring on ourselves. But things that come against us because we are standing for him. He'll never kick you under the bus. He'll never forsake you. Amen. But while you're going through, you must learn. See, you remember the teaching on the anointing oil. All the ingredients of the oil were only found in the wilderness. When they were going through, when they had to trust God every day, when they didn't know where, you know, they had to trust. God was teaching them to trust him. But what they chose in the wilderness was to complain all the time. So they never learned his ways. Their hearts became hard while they were going through. And Israel never learned his ways. When we're going through is when our heart needs to be softened. I'm not giving in to the devil, but my heart gets soft toward God. That's when you get real pliable. See, gold that's tried in a fire gets soft. Some folk go through, they get mean. They get angry. You can't get around them. They're mad. They'll bite your head off in a minute. You say one thing and they perceive it as something else. They want to fight you. They're going through. Then the next week, they're back to normal. How you doing? God is good all the time. Huh? See, that's one. They're saved. But they haven't learned his ways. It took Peter denying the Lord 3 times before he could learn his ways. Peter got so engrossed and obsessed with the ways of God that he refused to be crucified in the same manner. He said, I'm not worthy. And history has it, they crucified him upside down. I mean, but he learned his ways. But Peter was one of them, denied him. But then the Lord said, I've prayed for you that your faith won't fail you. And then he said, because see, some of us are called to leadership and you're struggling. You're really struggling. Don't equate that to your destiny. It's a season where you have to fight. And let me say it this way. It's a season where you will learn to fight. See, this is on the job training. Sometimes you come up against something, you don't know how to handle it. It drives you to your knees. It drives you to press into God more. That's the only way out. You can't turn back. You can't turn right or left. Ain't no help there. You got to go forward. And the only way you're going to go forward is get deeper in God. And when you get deeper in God, you'll find the answer. You'll find the deliverance. Somebody needs to go back to a fast. Maybe not a 40-day fast, but doing what you used to do that you've neglected. Amen. Whatever it is, you've abandoned it, and it's time to go back to it. The Lord says, acquaint yourself with me. When you do that, when you take this time in the midst of a storm, you will be at peace. He says, acquaint yourself with me and be at peace. Job was in the midst of a storm. Life was in a wreck. But God said, Job, acquaint. You got your best friends accusing you. And you know what? God didn't open their eyes. God could have showed them Job. But he didn't. God could have told everybody about you, but he didn't. And so they're opposing you. And you're not guilty of anything. You've been saying, listen, come on, tell somebody, this is the test. God needs some soldiers that can stand the test, that can go through some stuff. Amen. That can pioneer some things, that can, amen, withstand some adversity. Without complaining, without murmuring, without being on the phone all night talking about somebody, blaming somebody else. That ain't gonna get it off of you. God would sometimes see people talking till they get something off of them. But when God dealing with you, I don't care how you talk, who you talk to, it ain't getting off until you obey God or until you turn back and you have that little window of relief, but you're back in the same spot. Frustrated, defeated, miserable. That's right. Help us, Jesus. We need help. And God brought you to where you are so that you would look to him to help you. You'll see it in the rest of these scriptures. He wants our all. God wants your all. He wants to get in your head and get in your thoughts. He says, my thoughts are not yours. My ways are not yours. I want you to rise on up. I want your perspective to change. I want you to see what you're in or what you're facing from my perspective. Because I've not changed. My destiny for you hasn't changed. My promise to you hasn't changed. Amen. But in order to be conformed to the image of Christ, there are things we go through in time that don't look like God, don't feel like God, don't smell like God, don't look like God is on it at all. But God will send you through it because he gave you a promise that's down on the inside of you that will keep you in the midst of it so that you become a person of the Spirit and not a person that is carnal and led by all this this stuff that is just temporary. How many know there are good days and bad days? Huh? There are Sundays and blue days. Huh? There are all kind of days. But that doesn't dictate who we are. On a bad day, it don't dictate who you are. God's plan for you hasn't changed. God is not weak. He hasn't shifted. What he said in the beginning, what he said at the beginning holds true. When Adam fell, the mandate remained the same. God's method and focus just changed. He said, okay, we'll do it this way. But what I told you, to have dominion, multiply, be fruitful, have dominion, subdue, and have all this, it remains the same. I'll just have to send Emmanuel. He'll come, he'll take it back, give it to you, so that what I mandated in the beginning will be mandated in the end. How many know he's the Alpha? Listen, God don't start anything without finishing it. Amen. Come on, rise up in your mind. God, what God started in your life, he's going to finish it. Amen. Some of us, I'll call you late bloomers. Now, some flowers bloom later than others. Some plants bloom later. But tell somebody, I'm going to bloom. Come on, you know, others have tasted of theirs, have got their blessing, and you're still waiting in that. Tell somebody, I'm a late bloomer. You know, Sarah had no children. Hagar had children. All the other concubines had children. Everybody having children. But Sarah's child was a special child. Tell somebody, it's just because something special about me. That child had nations in his bosom. See, when it takes a little longer, know that God is doing something a little more special. Hello? Delay does not mean denied. And God said, write the vision. For in the end, it will speak, it will not tarry, it will not disappoint you. It's coming. Tell somebody it's coming. In the meantime, he's got to get you ready for it. He's got to burn off some of the dross. He got to change some of our perspective so that when he puts money in your hand, you ain't no more stingy. Look at somebody and say, are you stingy?
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Palm City New Hope is hosting an amazing night of worship with Phil Wickham.
This is amazing grace.
Grab your tickets before they're all gone.
Awakens, awakens, awakens.
Phil Wickham.